This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Ready for an awesome episode? Well, so are we. But you know what? Before we get to it, I got to tell you that members of Navy Federal Credit Union could earn more and save more. Bam! Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as our friends at Navy Federal do. Start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit. For example, you could open an Easy Start certificate for just $50. And then how many certificates do this? You can then add money at any time and watch your savings grow. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval. Hey, Stackers, today, not the regular theme music, not the regular episode. Welcome to a special edition of the Stacking Benjamin Show. I'm Joe Saul-Sehy, co-host and creator of the podcast. But today, it's not about us. Today, it's about our community and a very special event today, the Plutus Awards, the 2021 Plutus Awards, which will happen in Austin, Texas on September 23rd. Today, we're going to share with you the finalists for the Plutus Awards. So if you're new to personal finance, the Plutus Awards are a fantastic place to follow to find exciting stories, exciting videos, exciting podcasts that are new, that are emerging. We try to share as many as we can here on this show. But today, we're going to show what our community has called the best of the best of indie financial publishing. So buckle in. We're going to start off with my friend Miranda Marquette, who is going to be going live with us on video to share with our community exactly who the finalists are. And then the second half of our show is an exciting roundtable. Three people from the personal finance community who are going to have a little fun with some of the categories, talking about mostly the best new and the best of the best. What are the new things you should be following? What are the best of the best you should be following? Who do we hope is going to win the award? Who do we think is going to win? So if you're somebody that likes to get in to the nitty-gritty of creation, well, this is the day for that. So here we go. But first, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Stackers, controlling your money on a day-to-day basis comes down to two things. Number one, great communication, either with yourself or with a partner. And by great communication, what do I mean? I mean, sitting down with your app of choice and putting together your strategy based on what you spent the week before. It's super easy, a 20-minute meeting a week. You look through your expenses and then you plot out what are you going to do next week. And you know what? That might seem little, but the big things stem from that. And if you have an app that keeps that in front of you, that helps make it even easier. And the app Cheryl and I use is Monarch Money. We've been using it now for about a year. As you may know, I've used lots of different solutions, and this is by far the one I've stuck with the longest. It helps Cheryl and I collaborate. We can talk about our financial goals. For us, it's travel. We're also adding to our house. We have a goal in a few years to really work on our lawn as well and just make it a pretty place to live. But the travel piece, as you know, if you've listened to me for any amount of time, that's a big one. And what's cool is I can put our financial independence goals and our journey up right next to our budget, because everything at Monarch is very intuitive. It is very customizable. So what the heck is Monarch? You're sitting there wondering to yourself, aren't you? Person I just made up. Yes. Let me tell you what it is. It's an all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you comprehensive view of all your accounts, your investments, your transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track your progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, Stackers, because you're a stacker, you're going to get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Benjamins. Got to have the slash Benjamins to get the extended 30-day free trial so you can see that you'll like it as much as I do. How does it work? Well, it's very intuitive. It has a simple, intuitive design that makes it easy to set up, customize, and use. You can collaborate with your partner, family, or your financial advisor. What's cool is you can invite all these people to your account at no extra cost, so you can collaborate and everybody gets their own login info and everybody gets a joint view of your finances. And as I mentioned earlier, it's customizable, and best yet, it's ad-free privacy you can trust. No ads. You're not being marketed. When I had other apps that were free, I got marketed all the time. Well, not only do they not do that, they also don't sell your data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself and using it for about a year now on a daily basis, I totally get why it's the top rated personal finance app. And right now, because you're a stacker, you're going to get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Benjamins. That's Monarch Money, monarchmoney.com/Benjamins for your extended 30-day free trial. All right. And now this is Miranda Marquette and I making the live reveal of the 2021 Plutus Award finalist. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the reveal of the finalist of the 2021 Plutus Awards. I'm Joe Salcihi, and with me here is my good friend Miranda Marquette from Planting Money Seeds and also one of the coordinators of the Plutus Awards. And Miranda, it's that time. I can't believe it. I feel like we were just here. So glad you're all here with us, because in just a moment, we're going to go over the Plutus Awards. But Miranda, for people that are new or people listening to us on the podcast, explain exactly what the Plutus Awards are and what they're all about.
Yeah, so the Plutus Awards are an annual awards show put on by the Plutus Foundation. They were originated way back in 2010. Yes, in 2010 by Harlan Landis, who is the founder of the Plutus Foundation and the Plutus Awards, as a way to recognize outstanding independent personal finance content on the internet. So it's been really interesting over the years. We've gone from just recognizing blogs to recognizing all the things. And so it's really great. Last year, we even added TikTok to our repertoire. And so we're super excited to keep expanding and keep growing in ways that serve our community. But really, the crux of it is it's a community award show where members of the independent financial media can recognize each other and really just kind of come together and recognize the contributions we all make.
Yeah. And if you're a creator and you're watching these and you're hoping that you are a finalist and for some reason you're not a finalist, I think I'll warn people ahead of time, Miranda, some advice that somebody gave me ahead of time, that these are meant to be inspirational. And don't compare some of these people's middle that they've worked hard on to your beginning. And if you're not nominated tonight, if you're not a finalist tonight, you know what? Take a look at what these people are doing and gain energy from it. And there's a great book that I love by a guy named Austin Kleon called Steal Like an Artist, which means don't go steal people's stuff, but it means riff on it, make it your own. See some of the things that are successful in our community. Go follow these people, because clearly these people are people that the community thinks are doing some great work, and we're really happy to shine a light on them. But Miranda, it should never be something that makes people go, oh man, I can't get there.
Oh, 100%. And also, I just want to kind of make a note as well. Like you said, it's meant to be inspirational, but one of the one of the missions of the Plutus Foundation and of some of the things that we do here is give voice to folks who may not always be recognized at large. And so some of your favorite content creators might actually be missing from this. And part of that reason might be because they're no longer eligible. We actually cut you off at a certain point. After you've won for a couple years in a category, you actually are ineligible to win again, because we do like to give room and space to those upcoming voices. So if some of your favorite content creators aren't on here and they've been around for a long time, go on back through the Plutus Awards archives.
You'll see a lot of them
listed, and you'll probably see them listed there.
You will see a bunch of them. And I'm happy to be among that group where we're not eligible for some of the categories tonight. So before we get to this, there's two more things I want to talk about before we reveal the awards. Number one is I want to talk about our fantastic sponsor for a second, Miranda, which is Capital Group. Capital Group's been a big supporter of the awards for a long time, and we can't say enough about their help, but also just the great work that they do in our community.
Yeah, and I think that's an important thing to recognize as well. Capital Group has been a huge supporter of us. I really enjoy hanging out with the folks when we get to actually see them again. And they've been a really great supporter of the mission. And you'll find that they support a lot of other really great causes as well.
I'm very honored and pleased that I get to be part of the Plutus Foundation Board, which is the group that the Plutus Awards helps. Talk for a second about the mission of the Plutus Foundation, Miranda, and the work that the foundation does.
So the Plutus Awards Foundation is designed to help folks get their projects out there, their financial literacy projects out there. The idea is to help underserved communities. So we have a lot of different programs to that end. We give out grants every year. In fact, I believe we are accepting grant applications right now for projects. We also do, well, we're hoping to continue Plutus Voices as soon as the Delta variant stops destroying us. But we do Plutus Voices, which is smaller, intimate conversations about topics that aren't always addressed in the mainstream financial media and that don't always get a lot of play, but are super important nevertheless. So it's just very exciting because that is what we do. We try and help that financial literacy piece get out there to folks who may not be heard and who need to be heard.
Yeah, people also may have seen this year for the first time that there was the Plutus the Summit, which helps mm-hmm. creators get their more people get more voices. And if you're thinking about starting a blog, starting a podcast, starting something, the summit's a great place to begin. And I know that that's going to be expanded in the future as well.
Yes, we are really hoping to do another digital event next year and maybe bring it in person when it is safe.
Say it ain't so.
Large capper.
No way. Yes.
But we are hoping to go ahead and do the Impact Summit again next year. We're nice. Very excited about that. It will likely be a virtual event next year. And but we are the aim is to eventually bring it alive and in person.
All right. Everybody's like, stop stalling, guys. Let's get to the finalist. I want to know who the finalists are. We're not stalling at all. We had to tell you what this thing is all about. I have my celebratory rosé with a glass from Girls Gone Wine. So give them some. This is a place in Oklahoma where you can buy not very fine wine, but a fun place. So, and then Miranda, you've got yours too, I think.
I need something a little bit bigger.
And for those listening on the podcast, Miranda's got the whole bottle, but she actually.
That's right. Well, it's okay. I've got, I am a classy lady, so I'm drinking it out of a large glass.
Very good. All right. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, these are your finalists for the 2021 Plutus Awards. We're going to do these categories in alphabetical order, and also we will have the finalists in alphabetical order. So that means we start with Canadian personal finance content. Your finalists are
Eat, Breathe, Sleep, FI, or FI, or Fee, whatever. Jessica Morehouse, Modern Family, Modest Millionaires, and Talkan.
Our second category is Children's Literacy. The finalists are
Easy Peasy Finance, Financial Garden, Financialism, Money Prodigy, and Young and the Invested.
The finalist in the collaborative event category.
The Economy Conference, Elevate Conference, Financial Feminist Summit from Bravely Go, Lola Retreat, and Statement Event.
The award for community builder. Before we get to this, many people might not know what community builder means. Miranda, can you speak to that for a second?
Yeah. So this is something that the panel felt strongly that they wanted to create a couple of years ago. So this is something that you should know. Our panelists, our selections are made by panelists. The public submits their nominations. We send in entries. The public submits their nominations and the panelists narrow it down. But they're also in charge of deciding what categories are going to be recognized. And they added Community Builder a couple years ago because they wanted to recognize people who actually focus on our community, building our community, and providing our community with help and resources. And just, you know, in general, kind of, I guess, you know, focusing on how we can grow together rather than always just focusing on, you know, your own project or something like that. So it's a really kind of cool way for members of the community to recognize the efforts that others make as they move forward and lift us all up together.
It's such a great new category, and I'm glad that we have added it. The five finalists for Community Builder.
I'm going to let you read this because I feel weird about it. I still feel weird about it. So I'm going to let you read this one.
The finalists for Community Builder are Angela Rosman, Kara Perez, Miranda Marquette, Pete McPherson, and Stephanie Kibler. The finalists for content series are
Bread and Wine from Marriage, Kids, and Money, How to Invest in Cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin from Joseph Hoag, The Late Starter to Fi series from Late Starter Fire, and the Slow Fi interview series from The Fioneers.
Oh, and you missed a big one here, Miranda. You missed Money on the Table from Rich and Regular.
I skip Money on the Table from Rich and Regular. I don't know how. Is it a page break? And so I was scrolling down and I somehow missed Money on the Table from Rich and Regular.
I can see both Saunders leaning forward, not hearing their name, and then hearing their name. the finalists in the debt freedom category are.
You skipped current events coverage, so it's
I did.
Turn.
Now it's we're equal offenders, and you can see my glass is still full, so we have not. We had not begun.
We're not even tipsy yet. Come on.
The finalists in current events coverage are
Bravely Go on Instagram, Michelle is Money Hungry, The Money Guy Show, Stephanie / Poorer Than You on Twitter, and Tread Lightly, Retire Early on Twitter.
The finalist in the debt freedom category.
Debt Free Gonna Be, The Debt Free Guys, Millennial in Debt, The Budget Mom, and The Budget Nista.
Most entertaining, which I think was added just a couple of years ago as well.
So this one has a kind of fun history because it was actually one of the original categories way back in the day. And then it was removed by the panelists, I don't know, two or three years in. And then it made a comeback when some new panelists who were cycling through were like, hey, let's recognize some entertainment value here.
Yeah, and I think we'll and not to interrupt, I'm sorry, but the one big change that's happened the last couple of years is that these are no longer, in most cases, except for some of the top awards, and by top I mean best of categories, mm-hmm. best blog, best podcast, best video. Except for those, they're really agnostic. So if you're entertaining on your blog, if you're entertaining on social, you're entertaining with your podcast, it's just entertaining. They got rid of where it's at.
Yeah. And part of that was just because so much content creation now, there's so much crossover. There's so many different media to be on. And so trying to divide it out, like we'd have a never ending awards show if we were like most entertaining on Twitter, right. Most entertaining on your blog, most entertaining podcast.
TikTok.
but our most entertaining are A Purple Life on Twitter, Amanda Holden on Instagram, Hey Berna on Instagram, the How to Money podcast, Investing Latina on Instagram, Matt Lane on Twitter, and Stacking Benjamins.
Woohoo! I'm not supposed to do that, am I? Entrepreneurship Side Hustle, the finalists are.
Broke Girl Rich, I Like to Dabble, My Money Chronicles, Rebel Entrepreneur, and Yo Quiero Dinero.
Family or couples category.
All options considered. Debt-free guys. Family money adventure. Our rich journey. Rich and regular. Simplify and enjoy. And trip of a lifestyle.
The fire category, which is not putting out fires for people that don't know. This is the financial independence, retire early community, which really has a little bit of a different take than some of the, well, we're going to have this and we're also going to have traditional retirement coming up. But in right. the fire category, the finalists are?
The finalists are accidentally retired, all options considered, dream of legacy, friends on fire, radical fire, rich, frugal life, and maestra on fire.
A lot of people in this community, because this is an indie community, are freelancers. And so the next category is the top freelancer.
Yeah, this one was interesting too, because I've won it twice. And I'm ineligible now, but no, this is one that I actually sponsor because, I sponsor the trophy for it. I love, upcoming freelancers. I love contributors. So it's really fun. So our finalists here, and I know all of these folks and their writing. So super excited to see them on this list. Ben Luthi, Athena Lent, Eric Rosenberg, Kat Tratina, Kristen Wong, Michelle Black, and Penny from She Picks Up Pennies.
A category I think is new as of last year, generational literacy. I think that is new last year, correct?
Yeah. So we've kind of done in the past is like dividing it up by like boomers, Gen Xers, millennials. We did like best young finances, and now we've kind divided it up. Yeah. Now we've kind of divided it up. The panel kind of decided that it just made more sense to say, hey, let's do stuff aimed at children, which ends up being folks under 18. And then just people that focus on content aimed at different generations. So for this category, the generational financial literacy category, we have 50 Plus on Fire, Future Rich, Jessica Morehouse, Millennial in Debt, Paychecks and Balances, Surviving and Thriving, and We Want Guac. I want guac.
I always want guac. The international expat, finance for international and expat category.
We have Costa Rica Fire, Financed, Money Flamingo, Our Freedom Years, Our Rich Journey, Playtirement, and Wander Onwards.
The best investment category.
Yep, we have Amanda Holden, Building Bread, Earn and Invest, J.L. Collins, Money After Graduation, Money for the Rest of Us, and Tila Holcomb.
And now we are up to the best new, and these are some great new voices. I always get excited, Miranda, about these next four categories, because these are voices that, man, if you want to get there early and see some rising stars, this is the place to be. But we'll begin with best new blog.
We have Accidentally Retired, Bella Wanana, Life at 23K, Playtirement, and Rich Frugal Life.
Best new book.
This is a fun one. We got some really great ones this year. We've got Broke Millennial Talks Money by Aaron Lowry, From Burning to Blueprint by Kevin L. Matthews II, Get Good with Money by Tiffany Alice, Money Hacks for Metalheads and Old Millennials by Jesse May, and Working Twice as Hard by Quenisha Jackson Wright.
Best new podcast, of course, as a guy who's identified as a podcaster for a long, long time. This is always exciting to me. Some great new voices here, Miranda.
Now we've got All the Hacks, Financial Feminist, Geo Breeze Travel, Rich by Intention, and The Marcus Garrett Show.
Best New Video Channel.
Brave Saver on TikTok. Erica Kohlberg on YouTube. Freedom Sprout on YouTube. Her First 100K on TikTok. And The College Investor on TikTok.
We now make our way to real estate, our top real estate Woody creators, I guess.
Yeah, content, whatever.
Yes, I don't like the word content.
Just I know, but it's what we do. It's fine. Know. We're creating content right now in front of everybody. We have Afford Anything, Coach Carson, Julian Gordon, Live with Plum, Parent Portfolio, Real Estate Decoded, and The Neighborhood Finance Guy.
An area which, if you're watching us right now, you're on social media. Best social media to follow.
Yeah, I know this one's interesting because it actually, the full name of the category is Best Use of Social Media.
Oh.
So, yeah. And we've had some folks on the panel talk about, hey, you know, since so much content now includes social media by default, do we switch out the categories? Do we let a new category in? So it'll be interesting to see what happens next year. But for this year, we have Debt-Free Gonna Be on Instagram. We've got Deliane the Money Coach, Financialism, Matt Lane Writes on Twitter. Oh, Financialism on Instagram.
And also Deliane the Money Coach Deliane is on Instagram.
Money Coach on his Instagram. Yeah. Matt Lane Writes on Twitter. The Broke Black Girl on Instagram. We Bravely Go on Instagram. And Yo Quiero Dinero on Instagram.
Some great people to follow there. Best Traditional Retirement.
Building Bread. Can I Retire Yet? ESI Money, J.L. Collins, Money for the Rest of Us, Saving Joyfully, and The Retirement Manifesto.
What's the full, the next category? What's the full term here?
Yeah, so this one is actually best personal finance content aimed at underserved communities.
And our finalists are?
Brown Ambition, Building Bread, Debt-Free Guys, Dream of Legacy, Investing Latina, Queerency, and Wealth para Todos.
Best, is it best help personal for women?
Finance. It is best personal finance content for women.
I say this because on my sheet, it just says women.
I know, best because women. I'm lazy. I'm lazy and I didn't type it all out. So, but yes, our finalists there are Bitches Get Riches, Bravely Go, Clever Girl Finance, Her First 100K, Her Money with Jean Chatsky, Invested Development by Amanda Holden, and Women's Personal Finance.
There are three to go. And before we get to those, I know every year you have some other special awards. Are you going to have those this year as well?
Yes, we usually present a Lifetime Achievement Award and occasionally present the Plutus Foundation Service Award. And this Plutus Foundation Service Award is actually aimed at somebody who does service in their own hometowns, their own communities, not necessarily with personal finance, but folks who go out there and serve their communities in their daily lives.
So we don't have anything on those categories, but you will see those or hear those in Austin on September 23rd. But we got the big three left, everybody. These are the top of the top this year. And these categories also, I should point out, are expanded. Instead of having five, or in some cases having seven, these categories have 10. So there are 10 finalists in each of these. And let's start off with Blog of the Year.
All right, we have Accidental Fire, A Purple Life, Clever Girl Finance, Her First 100K, I Like to Dabble, Mixed Up Money, The College Investor, The Pioneers, Tread Lightly, Retire Early, and Wallet Hacks.
You could pick any of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could any pick of those.
Any of those.
I mean, they're all fantastic.
I'm going to skip the next category because and do that last because...
podcasting,
but because I get to decide, and we're going to go to Video Channel of the Year, the best, the Video Channel of the Year.
We have Frugal Chic Life on YouTube, Investing Latina on YouTube, Let's Talk Money with Joseph Hogue on YouTube, Make Real Sense on TikTok, Mapped Out Money on YouTube, Minority Mindset on YouTube, Money Guy Show on YouTube, Rich and Regular on YouTube, The Broken Wallet on YouTube, and We Bravely Go on TikTok.
And if you're joining us live, and once again, Miranda said this at the top, but if you've joined us since then, if you're not hearing some of your favorite names that maybe have been around a while, there are many categories that have limits, and many of your favorites have already won too often, so they cannot be there. And you can go to the Plutus Awards website, and you can check out all those former winners, and you'll have a great list there of former winners that can no longer win in these categories. All right, my personal favorite category, once again, shouldn't have one, but as a guy that's been a podcaster for a long time, these are the finalists for Podcast of the Year.
The Bigger Pockets Money Podcast, Bitches Get Riches, Brown Ambition, Earn and Invest Podcast, Her Money with Gene Chatsky, Marriage, Kids, and Money, Money for the Rest of Us, Paychecks and Balances, The Redefining Wealth Podcast, and Yo Quiero Dinero.
And again, just like with video and with the blog, Miranda, pick any of those.
Good luck, panel. We wish you luck, panel, deciding who should be the winners, because thank goodness I just tally the votes. I don't have to make the decisions.
Well, if you're going to be with us in Austin at FinCon and the Plutus Awards, these happen Thursday night, September 23rd. If you're not going to be there, just follow on social media, because follow the Plutus Awards on social media, and you'll find that we'll be having a discussion on social media the entire time these are happening. So you will get the finalists as they happen. So follow along there. All right, Miranda, thanks a ton for hanging out with us, and congratulations to all our finalists.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you so much. Thank you to Capital Group for being a great supporter, partner, and sponsor. And thank all of you for creating such great content that we have a hard time deciding what's the best.
And there you have it. Those are the finalists, but that's not all. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by a team of creators who are going to give us their picks. Who do they like? Who do they hope is going to win? Who do they think is going to win? We'll have all that right after this break.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
And welcome to the second half of our special episode, the Plutus finalist episode, where we have a roundtable of contributors to this financial community who are going to dive in, and we're going to get a little gossipy, talk about who we like, who we love, who we think should win, who we think will win each of these different categories. And let's introduce them all to you. And we'll start with the woman behind Women Who Money, Amy Blacklock, is here. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
Good. I should say you're half. You should explain it, because I didn't do a good job. You're half of the Women Who Money.
Correct. With my co-founder, Vicky Cook, we run Women Who Money.
And tell everybody about what you guys do, because you, or what you ladies do, rather, listen to me. And you've won Plutus Awards.
We did. We won 2 years ago now. And last year we were up for Blog of the Year. So we put out personal finance content primarily for women, although it's applicable to anybody. And we level it 100, 300 level to try to meet people where they are, whether they're beginners, a little bit more intermediate, or advanced personal finance.
And you're also co-authors of a new book. Congratulations, yes. By the way, Estate Planning 101.
Yes, it just launched on August fourth, something like that. Sorry. And it's been busy. Sorry. It's been crazy busy being on podcasts and guest posting and all that kind of stuff. But it's been a lot of fun.
And I also love meeting new people and someone I didn't know before today, but I'm so excited to meet along with all of you listening. Nadia Vanderhall is here from the Brands and Band Strategy Group. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? As Envy Knows. So this is what's hilarious is that's my moniker is Envy Knows, but my company is the Brands and Bands. So
Gotcha. So explain what you do, Nadia.
I've been under the radar, but pretty much a new kid on the block. I do small business marketing, but I also speak fluent personal finance. So I do a lot of creator content, but also do some consulting when it comes to small personal finance. And I like to put the personal in personal finance. And I'm funny. I use gifts, memes, all of that.
Well, I can tell already we're going to get along great. This is going
I'm all for it.
Going to be a great time. And then a gentleman who was the creator of the Grove app and now is the new kid on the block with a podcast that we might talk about today from All the Hacks. Chris Hutchins is here.
Good to be here.
Well, thanks for joining us. Tell everybody about your new show, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a lifelong optimizer and life hacker and money hacker and all the above. And so I started a show to go talk to people who are smarter than me and learn more and get more deals.
Well, it has certainly been fun. And I love what all three of you do. And I'm excited that we get to kind of mix it up here. So you ready to get into it, everybody?
Ready.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with the best new book, which before we hit record, Chris said, well, this is kind of like book of the year, right? Which is true, that those two things are probably the same thing. So we're going to kick it off with that. We've got some great authors here. Broke Millennial Talks Money by Aaron Lowry, From Burning to Blueprint by Kevin L. Matthews II, Get Good with Money by Tiffany Alice, Money Hacks for Metalheads and Old Millennials by Jesse May, and Working Twice as Hard by Kenesha Jackson Wright. And I think, Nadia, let's start with you. Have you seen any of these or looked at least the descriptions of them and what they do?
I've seen two. Okay, because I'm torn because two I know. So please don't kill me. And I'm torn because I've From Burning to Blueprint by Kevin L. Matthews pretty much gives insight into the burning of Tulsa on Black Wall Street.
Yeah.
And then how the blueprint from building Black wealth. And then we have Get Good with Money by the Budgetista, Tiffany Alice, and just how people should get good with money and just giving that blueprint around her story. So I'm torn about that. And I love how pretty much both of them give insight to different aspects when it comes to personal finance. You get the historical aspect and you get the, you know, building the blueprint pretty much both from both aspects of it. So both of these, I've seen reviews. I have them on my Kindle, of course, and that I know their story. And even that was, I think, Broke Millennial as well was on there.
Yeah.
Again, it's another one. I've told you I'm torn.
Yeah.
Just knowing the stories of these people that are listed and seeing the reviews and feedback and Instagram shares, I'm pulling for those two. Again, I'm torn, but the angles from those two are different to what you see when it comes to personal finance books. And that's what make them two stand out to me.
Yeah. Let's dive into these. I'd like to dive into these a little bit deeper. Kevin Matthews, book. I really like the fact that it's this history lesson that a lot of people didn't know until lately. Right. So many people didn't know it was pushed under the rug, had no idea, but I personally like the fact, Nadia, that he didn't stop there. You know, it could have just been a history book, but instead the fact that he melds it into lessons for people, I think is really a great turn to take this history and learn from it. And we can all do better.
I mean, and that's one of the things that I've seen when you've been watching the correlation of Juneteenth and everything like that, but continue the conversation beyond just what happened. And yes, it's a historical lesson, but how can you learn from history so history doesn't repeat itself? And how can you shift the narrative? And I think that book pretty much does that.
Yeah. And then you also mentioned, of course, the Budgetista and Tiffany Alice's book, Get Good With Money. And the fact that she's got these very solid It's just point by point by point, like a blueprint. And if you follow her blueprint from the beginning of the book to the end, it's not that you're going to just be wealthier, but it's meant to be happier. Like, I know Tiffany has said before that she had plenty of money, but still didn't feel great. It was once she got this base in order and this feeling that she was going to be okay. I think that really resonates.
Yeah. And I think during this whole Ponderosa, I called the pandemic different things from to Ponderosa to Ponderipe. During this pandemic, a lot of people have been really about mental wellness. And I think this book was pivotal to come out during this time and to see that her story is not only a solution, but a strategy to mental wellness, personal finance, and using her story as a not only a strategy, but to see that you can do it and to follow along through it. Because I mean, her platform is good, but just the book alone is just like a whole nother level.
Now,
you're saying it's great. It's gold.
Yeah, absolutely. I will, by the way, be asking you for your favorites, guys, later at the end, favorites and who you think are going to win. But we pointed at those two books. Chris, let's go to you next. Another book here you want to shine a light on?
Yeah, the two, I mean, with Hacks in the title, how could I not be a fan of Money Hacks with Mentalist? In fact, if I didn't have a one-year-old, I think I would have read the whole book last night. I started reading it and I was like, oh man, she's going to wake up in 7 hours. I can't keep going. But that one, you know, it didn't have the cachet and the reviews that Tiffany had, but I just wanted to finish it. And I only got a couple pages in. So that was one.
I like the fact, just to keep the spotlight there for a second, I like the fact that she's clearly angry with the establishment, right? That, hey, there's a lot of people being left behind. And she's got statistics right in the introduction that say, hey, if you don't think that there's a ton of people being left behind, let's go over all these numbers. So you got to know this stuff. And I think she kind of hits people over the head in a hurry, Chris.
Yeah, I thought it was fun just starting to read it. So that was one. And then Aaron's book, you know, there's so many personal finance books about what to do, but I think the one of the biggest things we still lack is conversations with people about money, right? So much of a book is about, you know, it propagates this thing where it's like money is just something you do with yourself in your room. And here's a book that's like, no, actually, this book is about how to take money outside of your room and go talk to regular, normal people, your friends, your family about money. And we just don't do that enough. And so I feel like her book speaks to that in a way that I hope more people read it and do that.
And by Aaron, you're talking about, just to be clear for our listeners, it's Broke Millennial Talks Money that you're referring to.
Well, we're not recording right now. Are we having the discussion pre, or are we having
this is recording.
Oh,
yes. Oh. No, this is the vibe, man. This is what we're doing. We're in it.
Oh,
no edits.
How about that? That's right. You're in it now. Amy, we got four of them so far. Any two that stick out to you?
Nadia took my two, honestly. but I will talk a little a bit about Kenesha Wright's book. She I follow her on Twitter, so has seen some great tweets from her, some information from her. And her book, although I'm not a Black female, her book was written for Black women to talk about all the good, bad, and ugly about entrepreneurship and how hard it is, especially for women of color. And it looks like, again, I haven't read it, but it looks like a book I should read so I can better understand what, you know, other women have gone through and faced, and see how I can help. So that one really stood out to me. Kevin's book, again, yeah. You know, white woman, and I don't know the history, and I should know the history. And I ordered his book today because that is definitely one that I think should be read, should, you know, be understood. And Tiffany's book. Yeah. I mean, that just, yeah. You know, she's a teacher and that just comes across in everything she does. And, can't say enough good things about that.
You know, going to what you said about Kenesha's book, Working Twice as Hard, one thing that I liked from early in that book was, and by the way, she's talking about a seat at the table when you're a Black entrepreneur versus making your own table that you don't need to. And I think, by the way, for whatever group you're in, thinking about, hey, can I suck up more to somebody else to get this thing versus not even play that game at all and have your own thing, I think was a very powerful way to start the book. And the other thing that I liked was that there is so much that's her own personal journey. And Nadia, you said this early right. on that you know, that you like a lot of the personal journey stuff that you hear and mm-hmm. putting the personal and personal finance. And man, she has this harrowing story about going into entrepreneurship and how much she was really beaten up in the workforce for stuff that wasn't her fault. And
I can relate to that.
Yeah. When she got fired for refusing to take a drug test, and she wanted to take the drug test, but the place was closed. And then instead of hearing her, they just fired her. Like I was angry for her. I thought that was really tough. All right, guys, it's the moment of truth on this first one. I'm going to ask you two questions. Who do you hope wins this category? And then second is, who do you think is going to win? Who do you think the judges are going to pick? So let's Chris, start with you. Who do you hope wins? Who do you think the judges will pick?
I've been wanting people to talk more about money for a decade. So I really hope Aaron wins and more people start talking about money. But I think Tiffany's going to take it.
Nadia?
I hope Kevin wins, but I know Tiffany's going to take it.
And Amy?
I hope Kevin wins as well and think Tiffany's going to take it.
Sorry,
not a lot of controversy there.
Well, wait a minute. Do I get one too?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'll create some controversy. No, I'm kidding. There's going to be none, because I also would hope that Kevin wins and I think Tiffany's going to take it. But you know what? That is, by the way, no slight to Tiffany's, because I read that book and that is a book that everybody should own. Well, you know what? I'll take any of these five. Yeah, they're fantastic. Right. But Tiffany's book, I think, is clearly the winner, which is great mm-hmm. because Tiffany and I share the same agent. So it means if Tiffany's cool, then maybe a little bit of that rubs off on me.
It does. It blows up your head like that light.
That's right. All right. Let's move on to best new. We're going to go through some of the new properties in the financial space on the block. And I love doing this because of the fact that I really love shining a light on some of the new work people are doing out there. Let's start off with the new video channel. And the finalist here in the new video channel category, and these are interesting, it's a mix of TikTok and YouTube. Brave Saver on TikTok, Erica Kohlberg on YouTube, Freedom Sprout on YouTube, her first 100K TikTok, and The College Investor on TikTok. And Amy, let's go to you first. Shine a light on a couple of these.
Yeah, the one who really jumps out at me right away is Erica Kohlberg on YouTube. She's an attorney, personal finance expert. She has almost 200,000 subscribers. She's got thousands of views on her videos. But her story is she grew up mainly in Japan, but kind of traveled the world with her father in the military, went to law school, had over $200,000 in debt, took a corporate job in a law firm in Japan and ended up hating it. So she quit her job and now she started her own law firm. And now she teaches others about personal finance, everything she's passionate about, passive income, investing, budgeting, that kind of thing.
Chris, you like the video quality of Erica's stuff.
Yeah, Erica's videos were so good. There's something about a high quality video that just sucks you in. And I was like, oh, let's watch the next one. And you know.
Yeah, she's so
that's
so
why
relatable.
She's getting all these views. I'm driving them up.
Yeah. She's engaging, relatable. Just really, really.
Points I had too is that she was very engaging.
Yeah.
Amy, and who else?
And then you can't talk about this category without talking about Tori. Her first 100K, she just took the TikTok world by storm. 1.7 million followers, I think she has now. Over 13 million likes on all of her TikTok videos. It's just amazing what she's done for there, helping women everywhere. She's really making an impact in that personal finance space.
I don't know, but she's really been like often asking questions when it comes to equal pay, not necessarily when it comes to the corporate, when it comes to also when it comes to influencer marketing and just influencer, asking those questions and adding context when it comes to personal finance and just adding those layers that a lot of people doesn't give clarity to it. And I know it can be confusing about it sometimes, but what I appreciate about Tori is that she has no nonsense when it comes to her content, and a lot of people relate and a lot of people are like, ooh, react, but she still keeps it herself and she doesn't kind of leave on waiver. But that's why a lot of her audience still flocks and flees to what she's about. And that's probably why she still has that audience that she brought over from, that's what a lot of people don't get when it comes to this. She took her audience from Instagram over to TikTok and they still are there following her. So that says a lot to what the platform she's building.
And then she took that TikTok audience, Nadia, to your point, and built the podcast.
Right. And it all started with a blog. So, you know, crazy. It's all over.
Yeah.
All over.
Nadia, shine the light on another one.
The College Investor. Yeah.
Oh, they were funny.
They were hilarious. See, I love to laugh. And the fact that he makes like personal finance funny and just the gag reflexes and the topics is one of the things, the reasons why he's probably, I know we usually wait to the end of these segments, but that's probably my vote.
We should clarify. It's not the actual College Investor that's doing these TikTok videos. It's actually Andy Hill from Marriage, Kids and Money is one. And then there's another female that does some of the TikToks too. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, that's a quick context. But that's the point that I like, is that when you have these kind of accounts, is that most of the time it's just that person, not like a 30 Rock approach to personal finance. There we go. It came to me. Yeah. Personal 30 Rock approach when it comes to personal finance. And that's probably why a lot of people relate to it, react to it, and then retain the content that they see. And that's probably why that's my pick.
They say you got 2 seconds in TikTok to get a view. So it's either got to be really controversial or really funny. So good job for making me laugh on those ones.
Chris, we haven't talked about Freedom Sprout yet.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned before I have a kid. The video I saw first when I was looking at his channel was how to travel light with kids. And this guy has 5 children. Like, I honestly was like, I don't believe it. And when I see a video I don't believe, I sit there and watch it. And then there's a video of Clark Griswold intertwined into the video. And you can't really go wrong with a National Lampoon's reference. So I really enjoyed that. I'm still racking my brain on how to travel light. I just have 1 kid and I can't do it. So I need to watch that a few more times.
And we also have Brave Saver on TikTok, which these were also funny. I was watching her mouth the words to watermelon sugar while she was eating.
Yeah, she had a couple good dance moves, and she's doing it all there. A lot of you know, good tips, and Alyssa's she's done some great things on blogs as well. But it's good fun to see her, you know, lighten up on TikTok.
And this is what I like to see: people that are clearly, I mean, I look at Brave Saver and Freedom Spout, and their numbers are so much lower than the other 3, which means they're just earlier in their journey. And to see the committee and the panels show these people that are just starting out, I think it's so exciting. And to see how good their video quality is for people that are just starting, I think says a lot to what they're building. Let's do it then. It's a moment of truth. Who would you like to see win? Who do you think is going to win? Amy, we went to you first, so let's start there.
Oh, gee, thanks, Joe. I think Tori is going to win. And
which, for people that don't know, that's her first 100K.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know Tori, and so it's just Tori, right? But yes, her first 100K, I think will win. I'd really like to see Erica win, and that's not slighting Tori at all, but Erica's on YouTube, and I get YouTube, and I don't get TikTok, so we'll just say the old lady is going with YouTube. But Erica, she's just very engaging, and I really enjoyed watching her.
Nadia?
Who's going to win? More than likely, Tori. The other one, I think, for me, that I would love to see win is the College Investor.
All right. And Chris?
Yeah, so I got to give it also to Erica for who I want to win, purely based on who kept the most number of minutes for me. and who I'll probably go back to first. But I also think Tori will probably win this one.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that's new video channel.
What about you?
I mean, really?
You know, that's right.
You know, have opinions. We care about them.
We care.
Yeah, you know, I would love to see Erica win as well. I thought those were some great videos. And I think that Tori's built such a huge, huge number of people. I feel like there's something to be said for the person who's the most known, that the committee is just going to look at these five and go, oh, I know that one. And with 1.7 million followers, I think she's probably the most known.
I have heard that a YouTube follower is like worth 1,000 TikTok followers. So by that metric, 200,000 YouTubes for Erica would be more than Tori's 1.7 million TikToks.
Oh, yeah. Next up for us is Best New Blog. And the finalists, to remind people, are Accidentally Retired, Bella Wanana, Life at 23K, Play Tirement, and Rich Frugal Life. Chris, let's go to you first, my man. Shine a spotlight on one or two of these.
Yeah, I really enjoyed reading through Accidentally Retired. You know, there's a lot of personal finance blogs that are just talking about finance. And not only did they talk about finance in a new way, and they did a survey of a bunch of, you know, bloggers to shine some light on some stats, but they talked about happiness and, you know, just how to think about life. And I thought that was really cool to break out of finance.
Well, and I also wonder, Chris, knowing that you're on this panel, Accidentally Retired built an online property and then decided it wasn't really for them, and it wasn't the same life that they wanted to have. So they ended up at a young age with a lot of money and had to start thinking about what they were going to do with their life, and not really retired, but kind of part of the way there. And I got to feel like there's a little bit of similarity between Accidentally Retired and this guy, Chris Hutchins.
Yeah.
Now I mean, that you mentioned that.
Yeah, that definitely spoke to me. But I also, you know, to talk about a few others, play Tirement, you know, a lot of people, especially those who are accidentally retired, you know, we all talk about money, and they have a whole spin on giving back, which is something that we probably don't talk about enough. And I love that was a big piece of what they were talking about.
Yeah. Goals bigger than yourself.
They talk a lot about not even working hard, but playing hard and giving back. So, yeah.
I like that.
Nadia, you had thoughts about that one, too, I think.
I did. And it's going back, like you said, playing hard, but it's just that, again, going back to the personalization or the person in personal finance. So just seeing those aspects beyond just paying down debt, doing, you know, the usual rigmarole of finance, and knowing about mental wellness, giving back, philanthropy, all of these different things, having kids, and these different people that I'm seeing and learning about through these categories, especially this one, I mean, it's different layers to it. And this person is no different.
Yeah.
And I think another one that I wanted to call out was, I think, what was the other one?
Rich Frugal Life, Rich, I think, right?
Yeah, they just had a blogversary. I didn't know that was a thing. That's cute. But that was a thing, too, was that, again, you can be frugal. You could be frugal, but still be, it's like, you can be frugal and still have a rich life. It's like, a lot of people add this connotation when it comes to being rich and being wealthy and all these things, but it's all about how do you define what this means to you versus other contexts that you see on social media, and it's become very saturated. And how can you funnel it down to how does that mean to you? And this, the context that I've learned about that person. And again, this one was hilarious. How we spent four kid-free days in Zion and the canyon. I'm not a parent, so but just to see how people talk about being kid-free, and I get contact. It'd be funny. It's just funny when I see parents like, "Yes, I'm having kids. I'm free." I'm like, "Oh gosh, I'm free now." So it's just like when I see that side of people's blogs, it's just like, I love that. And it's, that's why that's one of the ones that I really, I like all of them, but that was hilarious to me.
Chris, you're kind of looking like that dazed look in your eyes. Oh, to be kid free.
I know.
I'm sorry, Chris. I'm sorry.
I love my daughter. She's amazing. But
we all love her.
Great answer. I love my child. Yeah. My child is so amazing. I'll be glad when I get a break.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here waiting for the butt.
No butt.
But it's 3 o'clock
in the
morning.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
She's still young. She's still real young, right?
Yeah.
7 months. Is that what you said?
Well, 12 months.
12 months. Sorry. So yeah, you get some time, but yeah, they're fun at that stage.
Somebody's having their own anniversary, blogiversary or non-blogiversary at 12 months, right? That's your birthday. I would think so. Yes. No, Chris. Hello. Is this on?
Sorry. what anniversary?
I thought that was kind of funny, but it wasn't. So we will move on.
I didn't get that.
It wasn't. It just shows you how sleep deprived he is.
Amy, how about you?
Anyway, moving on. We also have in this category Bella Winana.
That name was funny. I love her blog too.
She is actually works in finance by day and is pursuing her CPA. So she has a personal take on what she writes, but also is writing from a CPA position in a lot of the subjects. But she tries to introduce topics and inform her readers not only about the financial side of thing, but also, living a balanced life, putting it all together. It's not just about money. It's about a lot more.
Before you move on, sure. About Bella, a thing that I like too, when I read blogs, I love going right to the about page and finding out about the person and just the fact that she has her mission there. She has her vision. She has her values. Like I know exactly who she is. And if you're a new blogger listening to this, I think giving your readers more of who you are is just fantastic. I mean, she's only going to produce high quality content for you to enjoy. It's going to be original. It's going to be authentic. It's going to be fresh. And she has her vision, her big, hairy, audacious goals. I mean, she writes it right there. What my vision is. How great is that? I mean, that's what a blog's about. It's really cool.
And then the other one in the category was Life at 23K. Mackenzie is tells her story about being, underemployed at a lower wage and what it's like to survive. And she, she's doing it. She mentioned that she moved to Hawaii for a period of time and she had to work, multiple jobs in order to, to survive there and coming back, still doing that. And now she's sharing, what it's like to, to survive on low wages and, giving her best tips and advice on, saving, things that maybe, you don't read on other personal finance blogs. Well, I'll talk about saving, but she's coming at it from a different perspective.
My favorite line, by the way, and talk about another about page that I loved. I loved hearing all about her, but the line that got me, I'm too cute to be broke.
Yeah, that was good. That was great.
Because I've thought that about myself many times. I am way too cute to be broke. All right. It is the moment of truth, peeps. Chris, we started with you, so let's go back to you. Who do you want to win? Who do you think is going to win?
Yeah. I mean, this is a tough one. I think that I would have to say I want Playtirement to win because we should talk more about giving back, and I really like that. I'm going to go with, this is tough. Accidentally Retired as who I think will win.
Mm-hmm. Nadia, what do you think?
Okay. I want Rich Frugal Life to win, obviously, because I talked about them a lot, but who I am thinking is going to win? Playtirement, because philanthropy right now is a big topic. Oof. Especially right now with what's going on and everybody's, and
it's so good. It's a big topic, isn't it? Isn't that great?
It's a big topic. Yeah. And I mean, hopefully the judges feel that way, but don't know. But that's what I feel.
Amy?
Good. I was thinking, like Chris, I was thinking accidentally retired might win. Mm-hmm. But I'm with Nadia in thinking and hoping or wanting Rich Frugal Life to win. Because I'm a sucker for a personal finance journey, pursuing FIRE. I mean, you know, great story. And I like that. I like the personal part of it.
It's funny. I think this is the first category where we're going to disagree a little. We're going to have a little difference. I want Play Tireman to win. And I think Play Tireman's going to win. So I think
I didn't think about that as an option. I was trying to be too different. Oh my gosh.
No, that was an option. Mind blown. What's the difference?
Yeah. I just watched three heads explode on my, right.
Well, Joe, you were saying before it's whoever more people know about. And I was like, gosh, accidentally retired, went and surveyed every different blogger.
Yeah.
So they're like naturally building in that exposure. So I wonder if that was a tactic here.
That was a great marketing tactic. It was a fantastic marketing tactic. I'll tell you though, it was, and it wasn't just marketing. I thought that it was a very good series as well.
Oh yeah. Some good questions. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That brings us to new podcast. And because this is a podcast that we're going to, obviously this is the tip of the pyramid of all the new stuff. The finalists in this category are, and this is a little awkward.
I mean,
this,
in the room.
This Chris Hutchins podcast, All the Hacks, is here. Financial Feminist podcast. This is Tori Dunlop again. Geo Brees Travel, Rich by Intention, and the Marcus Garrett Show. And Nadia, let's start with you. Shine a light on one of these.
I mean, can we just keep talking about Tori and just the fact that she's grown from Instagram to TikTok to now podcaster. I mean, it's just the whole context again about how, you know, women are learning more about personal finance and taking hold on it and understanding it and then giving these different topics to know about finance and then how to earn more. Learn more, earn more, and grow it. And she's pretty much talking about that even more on this podcast. And she's one of the ones that I see that more than likely could take this category. So I do see that her layer approach to podcasting is a little bit different, avant-garde, but it is what it is. And she's speaking within her own terms and on her right. Another one that I want to call out is Rich by Intention is, like, again, it's new kids on a block, but they have grown a great audience on Instagram and all other platforms. And why not bring it to the podcast world? And they feel like a hug when you hear their different topics and their guests. And I think Amy said you had some content.
Well, I got to tell you, actually, Amy, if you don't mind, just while we're on Rich by Intention, I just didn't want to get away from Rich by Intention for too long. Because Nadia, I want to agree with you. Half of the fun I had listening to this show, which has only been around since May, I believe, is just the two of them and the way they interact together. I mean, this is clearly a journey that's both of theirs. And man, what a fun journey it was when I was listening to their podcast. Last week on a trip, I just had a really good time hearing them together and then hearing the way that they both talked to their guests. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah, the way they interacted with the guests and started conversations and kept them going. I mean, there's some long episodes, but some great episodes. And, you know, they're really making an impact. They have a lot of great reviews and people really seem to like them a lot. You know, on anything intentional, I just think is, you know, I just love that name, Rich by Intention. I think it's great. So they got good stuff going on there. And I have to say, all of these, the one that I know I will be listening to is All the Hacks. I haven't yet. I had to admit, Chris.
It's the name. But, it's just,
yeah. I mean, I've listened to Chris on other podcasts before, mm-hmm. And but I didn't know he had one, honestly. I really didn't. So but I will be listening. That is going on my playlist, and I will be listening to that regularly.
Oh, thank you.
I very much enjoy the way, and I'll say it to Chris's face. I say it behind Chris's back, this stuff. I love the way he talks to his guest. I love the way they get to the point. I like the setup of the show. And I think that it truly is, you know, if it promises, give me all the hacks, you get right into the hacks. And it's here's a hack, here's a hack, here's a hack. There's not a lot of, you know, and don't get me wrong. I have a chatty podcast. I like some chatty podcasts, but I promise you it's going to be chatty. And then I deliver on that. You deliver, I'm bringing all the hacks. So it is exactly what it is. And I've loved the episodes. Good stuff there, my friend.
Yeah, but, you know, I started because I like podcasts, so I want to talk about a couple others. You know, GeoBreeze Travel, one of my favorite tacks is points, and I love a podcast that goes deep on points, and there aren't really a lot of them. So this was great. I'm sure I'll pick up a few things here and put it to use and maybe even talk about it a bit more.
She does such a good job of diving into the nitty gritty and making it interesting. I was on that same trip that where I was listening to Rich by Intention. I also was listening to this podcast and I was sucked in. I mean, I was completely sucked in.
Yeah. And then talk about a show that kicks you off with a way to suck you in. I listened to the Marcus Garrett show and, you know, he just starts off saying, you know, these.
I think it's the Marcus Garrett show.
Oh, the voice. Yeah, yeah. The
sorry,
voice.
Sorry, sorry.
Welcome to the Marcus Garrett show.
TMG. That was just, you know, I was like, oh, this is something different.
Absolutely. I like that. Yeah. All right. Those are our five. Now it's the moment of truth. Back to you, Nadia. Who do you want to win? Who do you think's going to win?
I mean, I'm going to.
You can say whatever you want here. I can handle it.
You can.
He's owned a startup. He's heard a negative review before, Nadia.
Yeah, I've faced lots of rejection.
Why haven't we all? Even though I'm reading the room a little bit, who do I want to win? Rich by Intention. Who do I think is going to win? I'm going to pull an upset. The Marcus Garrett show.
All right. Ooh. There it is right there. Amy, how about you?
I'm going to go with Rich by Intention for both. Want to win. And I think we'll win. I, you know, Tori is, you know, she's all over the place and doing great things. And I'm not, you know, it's not that she very well could win this one. But I think Rich by Intention is just a quality podcast and that very well may take it.
Mm-hmm. So you have to recuse yourself here, Chris. So if you can't win among the other four,
if I can't win, I mean, I want GeoBreeze Travel to win because I want to encourage 1,000 episodes from that show. Who do I think is going to win? You know, Tori and I were fighting the charts. We launched our shows around the same time. So I think that's where it ends up going. If it's not me, which for this purpose is not.
I would say there are two shows in this category that I want to win. I want Rich by Intention, and I also want All the Hacks to win. And I actually think All the Hacks is going to win. I think that I look at the reviews of All the Hacks versus the reviews of I think personally it's between All the Hacks and Financial Feminist. And I look at the reviews of the two shows and I think that All the Hacks, I think Tori's going to win a lot of stuff at that. But I think that this one is going to go to Chris. So.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we will see. Next up, those are all of the best new, right? We did best new blog, best new podcast, best new video channel. Now, guys, we're on to the big three. Everybody stretched out. These are the monsters because we've got 10 in each category. And we're going to start off with blog of the year. The finalists in the blog of the year category are Accidental Fire, A Purple Life, Clever Girl Finance, Her First 100K, I Like to Dabble, Mixed Up Money, The College Investor, The Pioneers, Tread Lightly, Retire Early, and Wallet Hacks. And Amy, we're going to rapid fire here because we got 10 of them, but give us a few words on a few of these.
Okay. Accidental Fire is written by Dave. He is part-time fired. He's still working a little bit in his career, but he has a great mix of research pieces, dives into lifestyle, career, personal finance. He's been very consistent over the years and just good quality researched information. Purple Life. She told the story of getting ready to fire from her career in marketing, and she did that a year ago, and she's now talks about her post-retirement journey, her early retirement adventures and traveling all over. And then The Pioneers, Jessica. Jessica writes a good mix of topics. She's very well written, inspiring, friendly, coaching style content, very informational. And Tread Lightly, Retire Early, Angela, talks a lot about sustainability, frugality. And Angela is really good about promoting other women in the personal finance space and building community. So a little bit on those.
Nadia, a couple of the other ones.
Clever Girl Finance. Clever Girl Finance was founded a couple of years ago, and but has grown. And one of the things that I really like about her is that during the Ponderosa, the pandemic, is that she had her pretty much her suite of products free. She made it all free. But she's pretty much a certified financial educator, money expert, and CEO. But that's one of the things that really stuck out to her, me about her, was the fact that she made it free. She's gone on and built her blog to be a resource. And then how can we not know about Miss, what's her name? Tori.
Yeah, we've said her name maybe once or twice already.
I mean, Tori. How can you not know her? From her blog to her email list. I'm part of her email list, so I get her emails quite frequently.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's a consistent resource and consistently gives information, Tori Dunlap has grown it to be TikTok, to be email, to be blog, to be TikTok, to be Instagram, to be everywhere. But the fact of the matter is her blog has become just the home base of all the nucleus of her overall brand. And the fact that the matter is, you can pretty much list it as a resource, and that's why I have called her out as one to watch.
Sure. And Chris, how about you?
Yeah, so Mixed Up Money, I was looking at a lot of blogs the last day or two, and the clean design, no ads, I really liked that vibe. Obviously, everyone needs to make some money, but it just really kind of sucked me in, and I liked the organization, I liked the content. And then I like to dabble, really like
that. No, it is. You know? Take the free side hustle quiz.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, I'll redo it anyways.
All right,
here we go. I like to dabble. You know, I took a quiz. I'm a small business owner, according to that quiz, which is true. So you can't fault a site for saying that. But with so many people losing their jobs in the last year or two, it's hard to not love a site that's really pushing all the side hustles and ways to make extra income. So Daniela's site there was great.
And I will then point to a couple of these. And these are, by the way, both two that I think all of us can agree. We can't believe they haven't won this yet, because the College Investor, Robert Farrington and company, have been around for a long time, give a lot of great advice, have had a big readership for a long, long time, and well done job. And then, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, he has won the Lifetime Achievement Award, Jim Wang with Wallet Hacks. I think for this podcast on Fridays, we do a roundtable discussion about a blog post. And I believe I've done more discussions around Wallet Hack blog post. And I've done discussions around most of these properties work, but it seems like Jim's always writing something that is something that makes you go, yeah. All right. Those are the 10. We didn't dwell on them very long. So if you want to dwell a little longer, panelist, on the one you want to win, feel free to do that. But Amy, let's start with you. Want to win and the one you think is going to win.
I want them all to win.
Right. This is so robust.
I'm going to choose Bola's Clever Girl Finance for a want to win. I love what she's doing over there. I love that she's giving free resources, free courses. It's a beautiful site. She's just doing, good things over there, and I'd like to see her win. Mm-hmm. And wallet hacks, I want Jim to win and kind of think he will win this year. He's, like you said, he puts out a ton of great quality articles. If you do any searching, they rank high. They're very helpful. And, I think he's going to win this year.
I have to agree on everything you mentioned about Bola and the Clever Girl Finance site. That community is so inclusive and so fun. And I look at how quickly it's grown and the attention, having gotten to know Bola a little bit over the last couple of years, the attention she gives to other people, like she's not a spotlight hog, which, by the way, no stank on people that are building their brands by shining the spotlight on what they do, but she loves profiling other people and what other people are doing. And to be able to grow her brand so big that way, I think has been quite a feat. Nadia, how about you?
I mean, I'm echoing you with Clever Girl Finance, with who I want to win. I've been a big fan even before I got into talking about personal finance. So, I mean, she's probably one of the reasons why I started talking about personal finance beyond my journey. Who do I think is going to win? It's going to be a tie, man, between her first 100K, Tori, and Wallet Hacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tough.
That's great. Since you've got her first 100K is up for best new in two categories, and she's up for blog of the year, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It's impressive.
It is.
It's
very impressive.
Very, very impressive.
Kudos.
Well done. I was just going to say, well done. Yeah.
Yeah. Chris, how about you?
Yeah. I mean, we've all said so many great things about Bola's site, but I will say I'm a sucker for design, and the illustration on the front is something that most blogs aren't doing on the personal level. It's something that most people, corporates do, but because it's expensive to hire illustrators, but really, really like that. It sucked me in. So that's who I want to win. And, you know, if you had asked me if the College Investor had won this category, I would have said yes already, but if they haven't, that's my pick for who wins.
And, you know, Chris, I'm going to echo that exactly. I would love to see Bola and Clever Girl Finance. It's such a great community, and having gotten to spend some time with her. But even without that, just looking at it from afar, even just the way she's built that brand, I love. And man, you know, this might be an old reference, but do you guys remember Susan Lucci? How all that time she didn't win the Emmy? That's Robert Farrington. So I'm exactly with you. Let's give it to the College Investor this year. Let's do it.
Yeah, finally.
All right. Next up, let's go to Video Channel of the Year. The finalists for Video Channel of the Year are Frugal Chic Life on YouTube, Investing Latina on YouTube, Let's Talk Money with Joseph Hogue on YouTube, Make Real Sense on TikTok, Mapped Out Money on YouTube, Minority Mindset on YouTube, The Money Guy Show on YouTube, Rich and Regular on YouTube, The Broken Wallet on YouTube, and We Bravely Go on TikTok. I think we can very safely say, like we did last time, Chris, let's give it to all of them. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. But if I've got to pick a few to just highlight, Rich and Regular, the production quality is so good. I watched the trailer for season 2.
Yes.
It felt like the second coming of, you know, Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations. I was like, take me on your trip, put me in your suitcase.
Take me with you.
Yeah. Wow.
Fact when you're talking about the production value, Chris, the fact that you said the trailer for season 2, they have a trailer for season 2 tells you a little bit about the production quality.
Unbelievable.
Like, yeah, it was so crazy. Yeah.
And then watching Jasper Reed on Minority Mindset, something about his personality sucks you in within the first 5 seconds. And you're like, I want to hear what this guy has to say. And half his videos are in front of a blank wall. Like it wasn't all the showy, the flashy. It was just him. And I love that.
But he's so into it. He's so excited.
I know. I love that. And then, you know, Joseph Hogue, Let's Talk Money, is also, you know, so excited. The bow tie. This was definitely a year for stocks. So, you know, great for his content, you know, almost 500,000 subscribers. And the thumbnails on these videos, I'm just like, it has this vibe of Jim Cramer without the angst I have about Jim Cramer. So I was like, it's like a happy Jim Cramer alter ego. I loved it.
Nadia, how about you?
I mean, going over to Frugal Chic Life, YouTube is not easy. It's not easy. And I mean, she's been pretty much dominating it with growing it. The fact that she has different playlists to go along to talk about certain topics makes it relatable.
Yeah.
You can search for it and everything like that. And I like the fact that she's not necessarily talking about how to be frugal, shop at thrift, but she makes it relatable and build it up to personal finance. Another one to call out is Make Real Sense. I follow her on pretty much everything, as well as on Public Invest. But the fact that she made that move from Twitter to Instagram, now to TikTok, and building that traction over when it comes to TikTok. TikTok is one of those hard ones to see that organic build up and making personal finance grow there. In the personal finance TikTok world is hard. Another one is Invest in Latina. She's another one that has grown on Instagram and bringing it over to TikTok.
Yeah.
And adding that Latinx community, bringing that community over to TikTok is something that is a big thing. And I'm all for seeing women of color come together to talk about personal finance. So those are my three.
And you know, Nadia, to your point, for the creators listening to this, I just took this course through MIT online, and they talked about how the videos don't have to be. We talked about Rich and Regular and their production quality and how it was very, very highly produced. I think some of the videos that like Investing Latina does, where she's talking to the phone, you know what I mean? And those type of videos on social media resonate every bit as much as the highly produced videos do, because of the fact that they're so real and they're so human. And, by the way, the cool thing for me was I was a guy that was always afraid of doing a lot of these video things. And once I heard that you could, you know, that it was okay to just stick your phone in front of your face and make sure it's entertaining, although I could have a better face.
It's not too close.
Yeah. Just don't put it right here. Like grandpa, is this on? Right. Yeah.
Well, while we're talking about TikTok and putting your phone in front of your face, I think we have to mention the Money Guy show, because they've got their top video, all, you know, 650,000 views is watching two guys with collared shirts on at the financial advisor office reacting to financial advice TikToks. And it's hysterical. Yeah. And, you know, I just thought it's the great juxtaposition of we're talking about TikTok on YouTube about money. It just brought it all together for me.
Amy, how about you?
And then We Bravely Go on TikTok. We can't forget Kara from Bravely Go. Now she's on TikTok as We Bravely Go and developing a following there and doing good things. And then I think we didn't talk yet about V, the Broken Wallet on YouTube. She's been on that platform a couple years now and has built quite the following. She's almost got 50,000 followers over there. She seems so relatable and very engaging, and her followers seem to love her. So she's built up a nice following there in just a couple of years. But I guess she's been writing in the personal finance space for even longer, since like 2005, I think I read. So That was
and talk about good, very good production quality. I remember watching her last year when she was up for Best New, I believe, Best New Video just last year, I think, if I remember right.
Probably, because she started, started in 19, end of November of 19, so.
Good stuff. And then of course, we can't forget Nick True over at Mapped Out Money. What a great thing that is.
Yeah, him and Nick's been over there doing good things for about 3 years. A lot of good educational walkthrough videos he does over there. But he started, you know, talking about his traveling lifestyle with his wife, Hannah. So he's kind of, you know, moved the needle on that. They just bought a home and they're no longer traveling full time. So.
And if you want to know anything about YNAB, his if you're somebody that budgets with YNAB, I think he's the foremost channel for teaching YNAB.
yeah, I just interviewed the CEO of YNAB, and I was like, I really got to understand this software. And I'm like 45 minutes into a Nick video. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah. So it's the moment of truth, team. Chris, then back to you. Who do you want to win? Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, man. So I both want and think that Rich and Regular will take this category, and I hope that they will bring me in their suitcase on the next trip.
Nadia?
I'm going to echo Chris, Rich and Regular for both.
Amy?
I want Julian and Kristen to win, Rich and Regular. I really, really want them to win. I'm thinking Minority Mindset might take it. Yeah, man, that guy, what a teacher. He's good, you know, energetic, engaging, just good stories, good visuals, and huge following. He might take it, but yeah. Rich and Regular.
And he's on the main stage at FinCon as well, which is where the award's presented. So I got to say, Jess Breit and what the Money Guys do, I think they both have such strong presence, but I think they're second, man. I think it's, I hope it's Rich and Regular, and I think it will be Rich and Regular. You know what I like about Rich and Regular too, is bringing something that's kind of financially adjacent in food and conversations and tying that to money, I think is also a good thing that brings a lot of people in. So,
oh yeah, man, they're so engaging, interesting. The conversations, they're doing the conversations we need to be having, and they're bringing them out in the open. And I watched their episode with Kevin Building Bread. You gotta watch. Yeah, good stuff.
I think it's a sweep, guys, so we'll see we'll see on the 23rd of September if the voters agree. All right. That brings us to the category that is my favorite category, podcast of the year. And I'm going to remind people, Miranda and I said this at the beginning of the show, but in a lot of these of the year categories, because the Plutus Awards are focused on spotlighting new brands, some of your favorite podcast might not be in here. Some of your favorite videos might not be here. Some of your favorite blogs might not be in here. So obviously this is being played on the Stacky Benjamins channel. We are not eligible. We won twice. Farnoosh Tarabi has won. So you won't hear So Money here. You won't hear Choose FI. They've won. You won't hear our friend Paula Pant, Afford Anything, has won. So you're taking quite a few podcasts out. So before you write me, it's going, you got robbed, or my favorite podcast got robbed. There's some pretty good podcasts that aren't here, but I love the mission, you know, to shine the spotlight on some others. And man, we've got some good ones here. Let's go through them. The finalists in this category are Bigger Pockets Money Podcast, Bitches Get Riches, Brown Ambition, Earn and Invest Podcast, Her Money with Gene Chatsky, Marriage, Kids and Money, Money for the Rest of Us, Paychecks and Balances, The Redefining Wealth Podcast, and Yo Quiero Dinero. And let's start with you, Nadia. Let's shine a spotlight on some of these.
Let's see. My favorite is Brown Ambition. Mm-hmm. Paychecks and Balances and Yo Quiero Dinero. I always butcher things. I love Ms. Torres Rodriguez. I'm connected to her through Public Invest and following her. And what I like about her is that she's pretty big on talking about side hustles and being built in women empowerment, and how she's on Instagram pretty big on having her podcast sometimes there and interviewing people that are well-known or unknown and bringing spotlight there. Rich over on Paychecks and Balances. All so relatable, but also the information has been overload, and I've been following him before he even started his podcast. So just to see how he's grown over the years has been good. Going over to Brown Ambition with Mandy and Tiffany, their last episode about zombie credit. So those three have really stuck out to me. I've been an avid listener to all three, and those three are, as like I said, I'm torn. I always put that I'm torn about anything, but those three are the out of the list are the ones I'm really calling out.
Yeah, some good stuff there. Amy, how about you?
Yeah, we've got Bigger Pockets Money Podcast with Mindy and Scott. And obviously, these guys are a real authority on the real estate subject. But this podcast brings in a lot of other topics, too. They talk about entrepreneurship, debt payoff, just a lot of different, you know, investing. They talked about FIRE. So it's not just real estate, long, interesting topics. And putting out good stuff. Earn and Invest podcast with Doc G. One last year, I believe, for a new podcast of the year.
It'd be 2 years ago.
Two years ago. Sorry.
2 years ago, yeah. Gosh,
time flies.
Yeah.
But I just love the Earn and Invest podcast for the way he does it. The panel guest format, I just think is great. Again, long episodes, but very informational. And the Redefining Wealth podcast with Patrice Washington. Mm-hmm. Wow. What a great podcast. Yeah. Talks a lot about well-being, not just money. She does solo episodes and guest interviews. She's really about, you know, wanting people to, you know, find and live their life purpose and, you know, not just chase money, and always good messages. Jean Chatsky. Wow. You know, her money with Jean Chatsky. She's been around the personal finance space for a long time, and it just continues to put out great information, good quality, you know, podcast episodes that talk about not just the fundamentals of personal finance, but also the emotional aspects of it as well.
Were you, can we stop there for a second? Were you surprised to see Jean on this list? Not because she belongs there or doesn't belong there, but because, you know, most of these, I feel like there's kind of this community, and Jean is, you know, we're talking about indie stuff. I don't really think a Jean is indie. Chris was talking earlier about Kramer. That'd be like seeing Kramer on here, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a bit surprising. Yeah.
It was surprising to me too. But, you know, she's built a big community following on Facebook, and maybe that's where it's coming from, you know, a group there.
And it also might be, you know, different than a lot of people that have, you know, Kramer's never come to FinCon. And right. I think I've been to three right. FinCons with Jean. In fact, 1 year in St. Louis, I remember I was stretching out to go for a run underneath the arch, and I hear this voice say, Joe, you need somebody to run with you? And I turn and look, and it's Jean Chatsky. And wow. I can't believe Jean Chatsky wanted to run with me. And I said, get away from me, Jean. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God. Such a super nice lady. Vicky and I went to something in New York one time and met her. And so friendly and, you know, approachable. And yeah, so she's... Now, I'm sure she deserves to be here, right? Or
yes.
She wouldn't be. So,
yeah, I just wonder because, you know, you've got one name on here that is, you know, much more of a household name. But, you know, Patrice, not Tiffany. I mean, I suppose we have several. We have several.
Little handy table there.
Yeah, but definitely the Gene platform, I think, is probably the biggest of all of those. Chris, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, what Andy's done with Marriage, Kids, and Money is fantastic. Great content. I love that he added a second show with his wife. I love that he managed to have two podcasts in one feed. I think that's fantastic. I really enjoy listening to that. Bitches Get Riches every time. It's funny. And it's something that I wanted to do with my podcast. Like, I always dreamed of having a banter show, and I don't. And every time I hear it, I'm just, I just want to do that. I want to see that more of that. And then we've covered everyone, but with Rich and Paychecks and Balances, I love how he's really just opened up and been so vulnerable and sharing lots of personal stuff. And that's really cool to see people do. And Rich has done a great job with it.
Well, the one podcast on here we haven't said anything about, and this is a gentleman who I feel gets overlooked a lot, obviously because of the size of his audience. He's not overlooked by audiences, but I definitely feel like he gets overlooked by the panel here, which is Money for the Rest of Us and David Stein. And David is fantastic at diving into topics and explaining how some fairly complex stuff works in a way that I go, okay, he's almost like that, you know, mechanic that knows everything about the car engine. And I know nothing about the car engine, and he can explain in a few sentences what it is. And I get it, at least enough to trust him to be the guy who's going to give me information. All right, man. What a topic to end on. What a category to end on. Nadia, we're going to make you go first. Who do you want to win? Who's going to win?
I mean, who do I want to win? Brown Ambition, but who do I think is going to win? Paychecks and Balances. I mean, Rich.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. I would love to see Rich win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who am I kidding? I'd love to see all these people win. But
season things to everybody. Everybody just gets here.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. I feel like in a lot of ways, it would be great if it's Rich's year and he's got so much great stuff going on in his life. I know right now. Amy, how about you?
I almost feel like this isn't fair because you may or may not know that I do work for Rich. So I want Rich to win. I'd love for Rich to win.
Well, let's say that you got to recuse yourself from that.
If I have to recuse my
own. Yeah.
I had to recuse myself.
Yeah, you did. I know. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. This just isn't fair. Sorry. Patrice Washington, Redefining Wealth podcast. That just resonated to me listening to some of her episodes. Of course, I'd love to see Andy, Marriage, Kids, and Money. You know, Andy's a friend, too, so I probably should recuse myself from that. I would like him to win. So I'm sorry. This is really difficult for me. I've been on Doc's podcast 3 times. I love Doc. I'd love to see him win. So, you know. I'm not much help here. And who can't? The Bitches. Oh, my God. You know, I want to be them when I grow up. So, okay. I'll just say Patrice because, you know, Jean will.
Yeah.
Jean could win, though. Her money with Jean Chosky could win. Yeah.
Well, Chris.
I mean, it hasn't gotten easier with hearing what you've said. Would love to see everyone win, like we all said.
Right. I think we got to kind of take, and this is the hard part is that we're friends with all these people. Right. And I think that's also the hard part for the committees too, right? Is to take your friendships out of it and go, really, what is the podcast this year? Who's having the year this year, Chris?
Well, I want it to be, I want to see Andy's show. I love that he introduced that second show. So I want to see Andy win this year. God, I want to see everyone win. But I don't know. I think it could be Rich's year also.
Nice.
I think it could.
I'm going to say I'd love for all of these people to win. And by the way, I have to recuse myself from Earn and Invest because I own part of that podcast and I'm the executive producer of it. So can't do that one. You know what? I think it's Bigger Pockets Money Year. And I look at the rankings of the podcast rankings. I believe they're the highest rated podcast. I think that's for a good reason. I think they do a great job of, you know, getting their production value is high. The cadence of the show, while it can be a chatty show at times, it always seems to be with a purpose. I never question where they're going. I know where the show's going. I feel like I'm in the conversation. I don't get pulled out of it. Plus, Scott Trench has some truly awful jokes, which which I think
gets my awful joke.
You know, I love the show.
I love a good pun.
He's got them, Nadia. He's got them.
I love
him.
I love him too.
I feel like it's similar to Gene Chatsky and the Bigger Pockets brand. It just feels like it looms over everyone else. But
yeah,
it's a good show.
It's a good show.
Yeah. And that may be why, you know, with the Her Money brand and Bigger Pockets brand, that also may give them a little bit more oomph there. We'll see. Man, I love the fact we're split on it. I think that makes this an exciting category. Guys, thanks a ton for playing. As always, longest episode of Stacking Benjamins for the year. So I appreciate you taking all the time out, and I had a blast. But let's find out what all of you are doing where you live. Nadia Vanderhall, it was so great spending time with you and getting to know you, and just so fun. What are you working on right now?
I am working on just pretty much growing the Brands and Bands / Envy Knows platform. I'm actually in a partnership right now with Public Invest, working with a group of women who probably now are wondering where the hell I am. No, it's a group of women, and they're getting for the next 6 months, learning how to invest. And I'm their mentor, giving them the ins and outs and just answering questions and just giving them insight on investing. So that's been an interesting ride, but also on my side of the house, just pretty much growing my brand, getting myself out there, being a little bit kind of like the riches and bitches aspect of my side of money. So yeah, that's it. So known as the Brands and Vans and Envy Knows, pretty much on all platforms.
Awesome. And you know what? By the way, if you're walking the dog or on your commute or whatever, we've got you covered. We're going to have links to everybody's stuff on our show notes page here at stackingbenjamins.com. Amy, how come you and I never talk? Amy was just on our show a couple of weeks ago talking about estate planning. But Amy, besides your brand new book, what else is going on?
We are doing some new things at Women Who Money, kind of adding some new categories, I guess, if you will, trying to get into more personal stories over there. We have started the brand as more of a educational, informational platform, trying to get the basics and how-tos and whatnot. And now we're going to shift over from educational primarily to more of an application type platform where we're sharing the stories of how to do it or how people did it, I should say, or why they did, you know, things. So bringing a little bit more of the personal into personal finance. And then, yeah, just getting that book out as much as we can.
It's so helpful, and taking that topic, estate planning, and breaking it down is, it was a job well done, Amy. It was really, really, really cool. Mr. Hutchins, what's happening at the All the Hacks podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm flying by the seat of my pants with this show. We, you know, I started it, now it's just running, and you know, I've got my day job building products at Wealthfront, and you know, just shipping new episodes. So, you know, all kinds of stuff. We're venturing into athletes and you know, professional negotiators, and trying to share hacks about things that you don't normally think about that you know might not all be personal finance, but kind of all comes back to living that life that lets you do whatever you want. And with a slant of doing it on the cheap, on the easy, and get a little bang extra for your buck.
Well, and it's also kind of spending less time and less energy on the stuff that you don't care about, right? To spend more time on the stuff you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And obviously that's where finer podcasts are distributed. Huh? All right. That's going to do it for today. Thanks everybody for hanging out. Thanks to everyone for listening. We'll see you next time back here at the Stacky Benjamin Show. Bye-bye. Well, I hope you got a lot out of today's episode, but one thing that we talked about a little bit today, but we talk about a lot, is you got to have good partners on your team, Stackers. And you know what? Navy Federal Credit Union could be that partner, because becoming a member at Navy Federal Credit Union could help you earn more and save more. And aren't those two of the big tenets, right? Have a debt strategy, earn more, save more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you can start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. I think that's the coolest certificate. Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal savings options for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Considering a big home improvement project? Maybe you want to consolidate debt. Well, as you're putting your plan together, you want to also have a debt strategy, right? And you could borrow up to 100% of your home's equity with a fixed rate home equity loan with zero closing cost, or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. Don't get in over your head with debt. Make sure you have a great strategy and then take out debt as you need it. And Navy Federal's options certainly give you the flexibility to help you make life's big expenses seem more manageable. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, equal housing lender, membership required, terms and conditions apply, loan subject to approval.